going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Knowing that we got one job to do, come in here, compete, and try to steal one on the road.
And here's more from him, again, talking about his guy, Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Like I always say, Batman comes out of nowhere. You never see him coming, then he just falls from the sky, from a building, behind a door. And does some incredible things, man. He's going to be the reason that we do win at all. We all know that, but we got to protect him at all costs.
And they're getting the last laugh over the Joker that is Dylan Brooks yesterday.
When Steph hit that three, that crazy three, the camera immediately cut to Jimmy on the bench, and he was like, are you blanking kidding me?
I was like, oh, wait, that's what it's like to have another player on my team that can do these incredible things.
Another Hall of Famer is amazed by what someone else is doing. I think that, like us, like fans, you watch someone's career play out, like across the country or whatever, and you're like, oh, that guy's really good. You know, he's awesome. He's an all-time player. Mm-hmm. And then you watch him every night. And I know this happened to me for Kevin Durant. It's like, oh, no, he's so much better than I knew he was great. But he's so much better when he's on your team and you get to watch him every single night. And I feel like Jimmy is getting an up-close, you know, opportunity to realize, like, yeah, I knew Steph was great, but I didn't know he was this good.
You know, we were almost a game away from having a couple years ago when they had that finals run for the Warriors, that championship run. We were a game away from maybe having a Jimmy Butler Miami Heat squad.
I remember that.
And I think everyone would have said the Warriors would have, like, smoked him in that series, just given where that team exhaustion level was, Jimmy Butler in that game 7. But obviously the Celtics got it done, and it is. But it's, again, it's crazy how things work out, right?
It really is.
Here's more after the game. And by the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Stephen Curry, the Batman that Jimmy's referring to, talking about his Robin, if you will, Jimmy, and their first playoff game together.
Just a continuation of what it's been like since he's been on our team from February. He has a knack for big moments, even if it's not him, you know, finishing the play. Yeah, he hit a big shot at the elbow, but just a guy that is composed with the ball, his poise out there, his presence. And, you know, if they're going to swarm and try to take me out of plays in the half court at times, you have a guy that can create, you know, a lot of looks and defensively as well. You know, he plays way bigger than his size, so just, it's obviously a great addition, and it has been since February, and we want to continue that.
His instincts on jumping passing lanes, getting the loose balls, diving on the floor, he's a monster. And then offensively, what I love is this, he has his right-handed, like, in-and-out move that he does to get to his shot. Like, he kind of, like, baits you in. It's not this spectacular crossover or anything like hot saucy, like the way Steph would do it.
No, it's throwback ISO ball, which
he's,
I love.
So,
like,
sick.
Like, I hate to, again.
No, I said it in the thread. I go, I want ISO Jimmy down the stretch, and we got a bucket. Did we not?
I said it to Bonte on Friday. I was like, God, like, listen, I get it. Dub Nation, you guys all love your ball movement. It's one of your four titles.
A time and a place.
No, be honest. Like, you missed a little ISO basketball.
Yeah.
When KD was here doing his ISO one-on-one, it's like, just clear out, give your stud the ball. He'll get you a bucket. Let's go home. Like, I love Steph. That's not his strong suit, ISO ball, at times. It's not. That's not his thing.
His little turnaround, though, is automatic.
Oh, you mean, well.
Whenever that little, like, when he backs you down and he knows he has the size on you, his little back around, like, fadeaway is
the rare time when he does, like, on a Fred VanVleet, when he has size over someone.
And it's just nothing but net.
Well, God. And when he's doing this, it also is just, it drives it home even more.
As I said, 18 apiece. He'll dance. He'll throw up a shot.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. Wow, what a shot.
God, I love Kevin Harlan.
That was the step shot?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. He's so damn good.
How about the one where he hit where he barely had the ball in his hand? Oh. He was on the logo, the corner. Yeah. Side logo, whatever.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he just like flung it up, and I was like, wow, Steph, he's just unreal.
Must be nice. Must be nice to just be able to do that with the
basketball. What'd they say? Billy the Kid had the fastest gun in the West?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, well, Steph has the fastest gun in the West. I mean, his trigger is just so quick.
Billy the Kid, who Bill and Ted, obviously, an excellent adventure, abducted.
Yes.
I think it was their first abduction. Him or Socrates, it was one or the other. No, it was Billy the Kid, because then they went to Greece, and then they got to the Queens. Oh, yeah, there you go. I love Bill and Ted's. But like whenever we say righteously brewed for Laughing Monk, I think of Bill and Ted. Righteously triumphant, bro. Come on. That's a great it's a classic stoner. Yesterday was 420. A lot of people were probably watching it, right?
I love it.
Yesterday
what's a phone booth?
There you go. Right? Yeah, there's no more phone booths anymore. Great movie, by the way, with Colin Farrell. Did you have a good Easter real quick? Was it nice?
Of course. I had a great Easter.
I mean, it capped off amazingly. Like, it was perfect, but church, everything, all that.
Everything was great.
What do you guys eat on Easter?
Well, we did sushi for lunch with Grandpa.
Interesting.
It was a last-minute thing.
It's fine.
And then we went over to Michelle's side of the family, and they had, oh my gosh, that's this like, I guess it's like a frittata of some sort, this egg, ham thingy. I forget where it was from.
Nelly frittata.
Oh my God, it was delicious.
There you go. You know what else is delicious? Jimmy Butler.
Who's delicious?
He's delicious. On the physicality last night, Jimmy Buckets.
They're an incredible team, definitely a physical one. But I would like to think that we don't back down from any challenge anyways. And we met brute force with brute force, maybe a little bit of finesse in there as well. But I think we handled their pressure incredibly well, knowing that coming out the next game is probably going to be 2 to 3 times even more physical.
Oh, it's going to be physical. It's going to be a dogfight. Like, Wednesday's a must win for the Houston Rockets. We got 2 days to prepare for that, so we'll leave game two for then. But it's going to be a dogfight, and they're going to throw the kitchen sink at them. I expect technicals. I expect Ime Udoka to be going nuts. I expect him to be talking smack with Steve Kerr. There's going to be everything baked into it on Wednesday, because it's turned into, just given how that game played out yesterday, it's an absolute must-win for Houston if they have any shot in this series. Any shot.
Draymond has got to control his emotions. And I love the way Steve Kerr handled him in this game. I thought there were specific opportunities where you could feel Draymond's frustration boiling over. And he did the unnecessary little like shove on Şengün, which wasn't the end of the world.
It was whatever. Yeah.
But Steve was like, all right, come sit down over here. Let's calm this down. Let's limp this. But I thought it was really smart by Steve.
888-957-9570. We were talking about tandems, Joe. Heading into the playoffs, like what tandem would you like the most with all the NBA teams? And we were doing like a little ranking. I think Randy and I were doing it. And I think it was, you know, LeBron and Luka, Tatum and Brown, right? I didn't put Shai Gilgeous and whoever, player X or Jalen Williams.
Chet looked pretty good.
I don't know who their number two is at the time.
That's the beauty of that team. They have like three number twos.
Yeah, but also, well, let's see it, right? But
I hear you.
Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, right? Like that'd be one, and Harden and Kawhi.
Although Aaron Gordon and Jokic on that pick and roll is pretty nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, right?
God, I love watching Aaron Gordon and him play.
Again, I took Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, and yesterday, like, it solidified that for me. Like, what those players complement with each other, I don't think any other tandem does in the NBA outside of maybe Jason Tatum and Brown. But again, they're interesting, those two. And again, the Celtics won. They pulled away late from the Magic.
But it was Derek White and everyone else looked great.
But they don't, like, they play off each other, but not really. Like,
well,
whenever
it's your turn, my turn.
Correct.
They remind me more of an OKC offense with Russ and KD than they do.
That's a great call.
Yeah, you know, but also, when Derek White's hitting and Pritchard's hitting and all their other, they're almost unbeatable.
Well, let's real quick. It's the East.
I know, but they're a very good team.
Take a step. It's the Eastern Conference. Sam actually had a great question this morning as we're reacting to the opening weekend of NBA playoff basketball. It's like, is there one Eastern Conference series you care about?
No.
And I said, care about strong, like one that I think would be fun is the Pistons and Knicks. Like that came down to the end. Those, it was physical. It's fun. Like those are two iconic franchises.
I care more about the Ottawa Senators hockey game that was on in between the two basketball games.
You were not locked into Ottawa Toronto.
I was.
Stop it.
I was.
Stop.
Maple Leaf crowd was going crazy.
The battle for Ontario, yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Michelle's uncle Danny was having a great time watching.
Sam wanted
hockey.
To chime in. So
we
bad
also,
right there.
I also, you're gonna like this. I watched Liverpool take out
Leicester City,
and they got relegated
to the. What do you know? What it's called? What's the second?
Out of the Premier League?
What is it called? What's the other league behind it?
I don't even
the know. Championship League.
Okay, so yeah,
there you go.
So them and three other teams are now out.
Leicester, by the way, real quick for those of you who don't know, and it goes to English
it was a
Premier
big
League.
Sports day
Leicester might have had the most improbable run in the history of sports. If you just go by the odds, when they won the Premier League, I want to say like a decade ago, it was one of the like greatest Cinderellas in the history of sports. No one cares because it's America and it's English Premier League. But I'm just telling you how improbable that run was. Beating the likes of Man City, the Liverpools. Think of if, I don't even know the comp, maybe it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. No, seriously.
Winning
the Super Bowl.
They were like 350-1.
Yeah. Oh. It was insane. The start of the year. It was like insane. But
like the 2010 Giants.
There you go. A little bit. Like that would be kind of the
beating
comp.
The Phillies? Beating
yeah.
The Braves?
Right. And it's a little different because it's Premier League. It's like a regular season. There's no playoff bracket. It's not like the Champions League. But again, just you were talking about Leicester City. I had to bring that up. How improbable would it be for the Golden State Warriors to win in this thing? After yesterday, it's a little bit less improbable for me. You got to be feeling. How could you not feel on top of the world right now after that win?
It's as good of a win that they've had, and they've had some great wins. I mean, they had a three-game stretch that was as good as any three-game stretch they've had in 3 or 4 years.
Best win since probably Game 7
but
against the Kings in that opening round series?
But do you know why I'm so encouraged? Is because I actually think there's like a dozen things that they could do better in the next one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know like, yeah. they had multiple leads. I didn't even think, like, none of the ancillary pieces were really hitting. Moody didn't hit until late. Pods went long stretches without hitting the bucket. Quinn Post was kind of awful in this one.
You
Moody wasn't great, you know? So, like, Buddy was a net negative. GP2, it was okay at times. And then I thought he's played himself off the floor by the end of the game. They can play a better game. Draymond Green wasn't great yesterday. Now, situationally, he had his moments. Like, it was really Steph and Jimmy. I think the team can play better, if that makes any sense at all.
By the way, you mentioned Draymond Green. He appeared in his 158th career playoff game with the Dubs.
158?
That tied Klay Thompson for the most in franchise history. 158th career playoff game, wow. Tying Klay Thompson for the most in franchise history. History. Steph doesn't have that?
Well, because he was
out. That's right. That's a good point.
That's incredible longevity from Draymond.
Speaking of Steph, here's another one for
God,
you.
That is like, because most people would have bet against him physically over the years.
No, it's a great point. Well, I think a lot of us heading into the season is like, I don't know what I'm going to get from Draymond.
I didn't think he'd get 65 games.
You guys made the bet, like the House of Prime Rib bet, about 65 games because there's technical fouls, there's ejections all baked into that. The body holding up. The guy's he's the only like big guy on the starting lineup.
Şengün's got a foot and at least 50 pounds on him.
He does.
Right?
And he was still making him work for that.
I don't think people understand how difficult Draymond's job over the last decade has been. Ridiculously difficult.
And I think if you were somewhat skeptical still, even though you won one game, I know Mark and Berkeley's flexing his muscles because the Houston Rockets, I do think the Warriors win this series. And now it's about how do they do it short? Do they do it long? Like taking care of this thing early, I think will pay off huge because of the rest. We'll get to it on the other side. 888-957-9570. We got 1 second left. This show has flown by. Your takeaways, your confidence level. What do you want to see more? Did you want to see some Jonathan Kuminga yesterday? Did you want to see less of Quentin Post? Do you want to see less of Kevon Looney? Do you want to see more Gui Santos? What were your takeaways from yesterday's win over the Houston Rockets as the Warriors move up to 1-0 on the series? They are back in action Wednesday. It's going to be right here on 95.7 The Game. Your coverage there. It's Spadoni and Chasky. We're rolling, and it's going to be brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Fortunate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Son, wasn't it, that they played?
Fortunate Son, that's right. Yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about right now? I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors 95-85 victory over the Houston Rockets. And what you're feeling best about heading out of that game one scenario, and that you could take away for the rest of the series, Joe. For me, it was my big dogs stepping up when I needed to. Like, for me, it was, and I get it, Moses Moody had a big shot, big answer, which was, for the mentals, that is huge. And if you want this team to get where they want to go and where you want them to go, which is a deep finals type of run, the others are going to have to contribute more. They're going to have to step up more. But you know what? In this series alone, it's going to be different in everyone, but in this series, I know I have the best two players on the court when they are on the court together at all times. That's Stephen Curry. That's Jimmy Butler. They combined for 56 points in their first ever playoff game together. So if anyone had these questions of who's going to have the last shot, is it his ball, is it his turn, it doesn't matter. It seemed so seamless, right? This whole thing with Jimmy Butler being a Golden State Warrior, it's almost too good to be true well it's gone.
It really is.
I keep expecting something to blow up, something bad to happen. But it's great, and it's good, and they're riding the wave.
I mean, I'm just looking at like some of these Warrior things down the stretch with 5 minutes to go. Jimmy Butler steal. Jimmy Butler cutting layup. Pajemski steal. Moody jump shot, three-pointer. Pods rebound. Pods tip layup. Draymond gets the rebound, and he puts it back up and in. Draymond pulls up for a shot. They miss it. Warriors get another rebound. Like, it's just, they were excellent down the stretch, and I think I keep coming back to this is the moment I was looking for. Jimmy Butler rebound, coast to coast, Jimmy Butler put back layup after pushing it forward, and then Draymond Green rebound, boom, Jimmy Butler step back ISO shot, pods the driving layup, Butler another steal, Butler another dunk, game over, 82-95, that's all she wrote.
I just want to hear this again.
As I said, 18 apiece, he'll dance. He'll throw up a shot. Oh, goodness!
this.
Are you kidding me?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. Wow, what a shot.
He was in his bag yesterday, Kevin Harlan, TNT, Reggie Miller on the call. And I think we have the call. It's not on my board. Do I throw it to you, Sam or Carter? I want the call, and let me know, thumbs up when you get it, of the Rockets announcers. I think it was FanDuel Sports or whoever has the package over there. Let me know that, too. I should be able to, I want to credit them where credit is due. But I know they were pulling their hair out saying, are you serious? Not again. Like, the Rockets, they're looking at the Warriors with just so much PTSD. Like you look at the dentist, Joe, like the Rockets are looking at the Warriors and Stephen Curry. Just, oh, God, not again. Here's my shot of Novocaine. I'm just going to have to take it. And that's Steph hitting these three-pointers. Thumbs up. Give me the Rockets call of it.
Curry, well defended by Green. Wow. That is vintage Steph Curry. Incredible. Just an incredible shot maker. Now to Curry. Got to pick him up. Shakes loose. Oh, my goodness. Beats the shot clock. Steph Curry with 28. His fourth three.
This is unreal, Craig.
I'm just telling you, man. I got PTSD from seeing this dude too many times in the playoffs. I'm just going to admit it. Comes into Curry on the bounce, launches deep one. Oh, my goodness. And he hits it from the Y at Toyota Center.
Hey, and that was the opposing
guy.
That
was incredible.
And he was still just
And he's
in
got
awe.
A radio voice.
He does. Well, that's Craig Ackerman from Space City Home Network out
Space
in...
Space City Home Network. What an incredible name.
I kind of love it, actually.
I love it, too.
And I love the Space City.
Houston,
like
we have a problem.
Well, they do. And his name is Stephen Curry. And Jimmy Butler. They have two problems. They have two different asteroids heading towards the planet. Was it Deep Impact? Yeah, that's what happened yesterday. Deep Impact. At the, what do they play, the Toyota Center, whatever the hell it is? Yeah. Yeah, night-night in that game.
Wow.
That was a night-night shot, and it was in the third quarter, I think.
Dude, Steph, just incredible. I know the threes are going to get all the headlines. I thought his driving to the lane and some of the high-arcing kisses off the backboard for layups were incredible.
Well, let's talk about
incredible.
That.
Incredible.
Steph Curry talked about what got him going offensively after the game, Joe.
I think you just got to feel like we've been practicing for a couple of days, and it's kind of hard to simulate that playoff intensity and energy and speed and then their physicality, athleticism. So first three threes I had, I liked them all, just a little rushed, and then started to get to the basket a little bit, taking their pressure and taking what was there. Obviously, I made some tough ones from outside, but you don't dwell on, you know, rough starts. You just stick with it and hope the game turns.
You know, early in the game, there was about 5 to 6 minutes of ugliness from the Warriors. No subs, no timeouts.
Shengun had a dunk. They were feeling it.
Yeah, they're up 13-7. And then there's this automatic kind of like stoppage of play for television. They come out and they put GP2 in and they take pods out. And they went on a little run. GP2 on Jalen Green. Yep. And Steph was trying to get going here. Steph hit two back-to-back layups. And Ime Udoka came flying onto the court and hit the most aggressive timeout that I've ever seen. He was furious. And it was because all their guys were trying to close out on Steph. He just went right in between them and was like, oh, you guys want to run me off the three-point line? Fine, I'll go straight in for the layup. And he had two unbelievable layups, and I do feel like Ime saw it coming a mile away, and then he tried to call the timeout, and it was too late.
Dare I say, this might sound sacrilege, because again, Stephen Curry scored 31 points yesterday, and that's his 59th career 30-point playoff game, the most in franchise history.
Wait a minute. How many 30-plus point games?
In the playoffs, Stephen Curry has 59 30-point playoffs.
59!
59.
That's incredible. Against the best teams, the best defenses.
It doesn't matter what you throw at him. But dare I say, I might have been more impressed with his defense on Jalen Green yesterday. Does that sound crazy to you? Like,
he did a really good job.
He was guarding Jalen Green pretty freaking well.
I thought he rebounded really well, too.
He did. Hey, he talked about that defense on Jalen Green.
Yeah,
you know what? He prides himself on that. I know. I think he gets an unfair amount of blame and criticism, but when we talk about these top 10 discussions, and with both sides of the ball, and I think we crush him for his defense because it's not as good as his offense.
I don't know. Did you watch Jokic?
Again, well, I hear you. And he gets the benefit of the doubt because he's just a big boy.
No, I know. And everything runs through him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not crushing Jokic, but
again,
he ain't a great defender.
The proof is in the pudding. Jalen Green went 3 of 15 yesterday overall.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry was guarding him for a lot of that time, and Steph took pride in that.
We just try to make it tough on everybody, you know. Point of attack defense, trying to fly around, contest shots, and just stay solid on that end of the floor. Our biggest area of improvement, obviously, is just getting offensive rebounds because we felt like we, you know, were swarming the ball, flying around, making, you know, second, third efforts, and we just gave up a little bit too many. They had 22 offensive rebounds. So for us to win a game doing that is great. You know, Jalen's probably going to play better in the next game, but you just got to continue to be relentless and just play with energy, send bodies. And it takes all five guys who are out there on the floor.
Again, 31 points. Stephen Curry was incredible yesterday. He led all scores. But the defense for me and him taking on that assignment at 37 years old. How old's Jalen Green? 21, 22?
21, yeah.
Like, 22. That says a lot to me about Stephen Curry and where this team is at mentally. For him to have that assignment and take pride, because you know what? There's a lot of players in the league that just slack off defensively because they need to put all their offense.
Luka,
exactly. You mentioned Jokic. Not that Jokic is slacking off.
Trae Young.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Trae Young, the Atlanta Hawks, according to Shams Charania at ESPN, have fired their general manager, Landry Fields. Wasn't Landry Fields a quarterback?
He was a Stanford player.
No, he went to Stanford, played
for
the Knicks.
You're thinking of Landry, who was
Jones.
Oklahoma.
I'm thinking of Landry Jones from Oklahoma.
Yeah,
thank you.
Number 12.
Thank you. But I knew the name. He did something. He gone. Grant Lifman getting the promotion out in Atlanta?
Oh, my God. We'll see. Lifman is the GM of all.
The rise of Lifman,
no
baby.
No way.
Friend of the station, friend of the program.
Is that incredible? Really?
Trae Young, you think he might be on the move this summer. We shall see. By the way, they stink. They lost to the
They've
Heat.
They've been in the play-in every year. It's been,
they're cooked.
It's just incredible.
They're cooked.
It's like impossible to do. Yeah,
they'll get to the Lakers.
No. They got little two guys that don't play defense and cry.
Three. Oh. That would be three.
Again, the second best performance of the weekend was the Warriors. The first was that the T-Wolves just dominating the Lake Show. Only two teams won on the road this weekend. The Warriors were one, and the T-Wolves. And if they keep winning, they will be on a collision course here in a couple weeks. But we will keep it right here. I thought Stephen Curry's defense was incredible yesterday, Joe. And he's not going to do that every time, as he said. But for him to take pride in it at this stage of his career is incredible for
this
me.
I'm looking at
him a little bit differently after yesterday. Not that I never looked at him like oh my God, Steph, he doesn't take care about defense. No, but he was up for it, dude. That was cool.
He had some big rebounds too, and I thought he had some big strips and deflections. The whole team, just their off ball IQ defensively is just through the roof. They're not falling asleep as much as they used to. The number one thing for me when I'm seeing this Warrior team and the way that they were playing yesterday, and they know the personnel of the Rockets so well. Now that they've been able to study them for multiple days, they went 1-3-1 on zone defense, 2-3, 3-2. They played a little bit of man. They doubled when Şengün caught the ball. After like the first 6 minutes, they're like, all right. Şengün catches the ball in the paint. We're going to double him. And anyone who's left as a kick-out option, no problem. How many bad end of the possession clock shots did Houston settle for?
Oh my God.
How many?
The amount of Fred VanVleet chucks that I saw.
Unreal. And like high in the air. And then
he's 6 feet tall. Yeah, he's got it.
How many Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, I'm crashing into three guys who are standing in the paint, layups did they settle for?
Oh, so many. The amount of times I saw him, Tari Eason,
I like Tari
Amen Thompson, all those guys. No, I like. Listen, there's a lot to like about that Houston team, but at the end of the day, you got to score the damn ball.
Yeah, they don't shoot.
They just can't shoot the ball.
And I don't think that Dylan, as your leader, it's just, you're laughing. It's just, I just said, you can't be your leader. You can be your second or third best player in terms of leadership. But like,
that phrase alone is enough to make us, Dylan is your leader. Like, that is ridiculous.
Take me to your leader. Hey, Kathy's in Piedmont.
His
she wants to talk about the game.
Is trying to get under your skin. That's really what it is.
And he doesn't. He doesn't get
under. Yeah, but that's an off-the-bench type. Like, Pat Bev, like, to be that kind of guy, you're a fourth or fifth or sixth best player on a team. You can't be a second or third best player on a team.
Kathy Piedmont, good morning, Kathy.
What's up, Kathy.
How are we feeling about that win? How confident are you that the Warriors are going to win this series now after going up 1-0?
Well, I'm thrilled about the win, but, and I'm not to be a downer, but I want to remind you that we could have blown a 24-point lead, that we came very close to blowing a very substantial lead. And when it got down to three, I was shaking in my boots. And I think that I'm shocked that Looney so underperformed. Remember a couple of years ago, he was like a rebounding maniac. What happened to that guy? And, you know, Looney and Quentin Post did not, you know, give anything to the team yesterday. So we have to do better because, you know, the other guys are going to start doing better.
All right. Fair enough, Kathy. And she said it right there. What's the difference between a couple years ago, Kevon Looney? You just said it. It's a couple years ago.
Yeah. Like, there's also matchups.
But players change. Like, Kevon Looney, say what you want. Like, he's an all-time warrior. We get that. There is a lot of wear and tear on that body right now, and he looked like he was laboring at times yesterday. And then, like, in these kind of matchups, he might have a game here or there that you look back and say, Loondog, there he is. Yeah. But the consistent Loondog that we saw a couple years ago in that first round series against Sabonis, where he was getting 20 rebounds, like, I don't know if he's that same player anymore. I don't know. And again, to your point, Şengün's a load. Steven Adams a load. He's a physical guy. Sabonis isn't a physical guy. So there are a lot there, and again, I'm not burying Kevon Looney. He might have a moment here or two to go in these playoffs. It's going to be by association here for the Warriors for some of these other guys. We were talking about the hot hand. Maybe there is going to be a game where Looney's the hot hand and you ride it. Santos, Post, Hield, Payton. There's going to be moments. Maybe there's a Kuminga game at some point. Like, someone's going to be called upon, and you're going to have to ride that hot hand. Yesterday it wasn't Looney, and it wasn't Post. It just wasn't.
If I took out the Phoenix game and the Spurs game, his end of the year in terms of, like, just plus minus, because he is a guy that, like, he'll connect a variety of lineups, yeah, and he is useful in very specific moments. But, like, if you just take out some of these Spurs games and the Suns game, he has not been good.
No.
But will they need him in a different matchup? Sure. That's why, to me, like, this is just a really bad matchup for him. Like, I would try TJD for a minute, or maybe go back to Post. I think Post gets too bad of a rap, and I think we give a little too much to Looney in general, and I think that Post gets a little unfairly critiqued.
Well, the guy's been a professional in the NBA for, what, four months?
Why do we let Buddy Hield skate on this conversation?
Well, because what do you mean?
He gets no criticism at all when we're bagging on people who played a bad game. And when was the last great game Buddy Hield had?
Months.
I mean, he's been awful.
Well, no, Buddy Hield actually had a really good game against the Rockets when they lost.
That's right.
But it was an L. To your point, though, Carter.
He did hit a big second quarter three.
Well, again.
But then there was nothing.
Was that one shot?
No, but that wasn't even a three. It was a two-pointer.
I'm glad you bring him up, because I actually think that, like, there's a commonality. We've made this big deal about, I'm talking about the coach and fan base. Kuminga! Unplayable with this lineup, this lineup, this lineup. What's the optimal lineup for Buddy Hield? Because he looks terrible with GP2. He looks terrible with Looney. He looks terrible with Jimmy.
Let's call it what it is. He looks terrible in any lineup where he's not shooting the ball.
But he is hustling, though. I will give him that. Like, he does try, I think.
You're going Reggie Miller on Fred VanVleet yesterday? He's trying out there.
Well, there are other guys that have played that, you know, they pout and maybe they don't hustle after the ball.
He is a good teammate. Like, I'll say that. And to your point, Carter, like,
the guys like him.
I'm not looking too much. I don't want to.
No, but we're going to have a conversation where he needs to not play.
Well, yes, there is something about being a good teammate, and he keeps getting consistent minutes. And maybe Jonathan Kuminga he got benched. Like, I'm not saying Kuminga's a bad teammate, but there's something to being a great teammate where you get rewarded for it. And again, I hear you, Carter, and I hear a lot of people getting the Buddy Hield thing. Fact of the matter is, and that's why we talk about it, Joe, and we don't really, like, stay on it. Kerr clearly likes the guy, and he's going to stay on the.
He has the skill set that they want, that they need, which is shooting. Like, they do. They need more
and
shooters.
And he is. I know we laugh at it.
They need more shooters.
Historically, the last 5 years or so, one of, if not the, like, it's him and Steph made threes.
I'm going to look up what he's shooting over the last month. You keep filibustering.
I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I know. I want to look this up. I think
there's at some point the Buddy Hield historically has to show up. It just has to.
But you also have to recognize that in the last 15 to 17 games, whatever, Moody's been under 30% from three. And Buddy has been awful, right? So it's like both those guys can't be net negative shooting
simultaneously. One of them has to step
up. So the last 10.
Oh, who are you looking at, Buddy?
Buddy.
I'm looking at it too.
Here. He's shooting 36.8% from the 3-point line, which actually isn't terrible. It's way more than I thought it was. That's his last 10. He's averaging 20 minutes, shooting 42% overall, averaging 10 points. That's Buddy Hield.
I
know it sounds insane. You say it like that. Carter's face, he just dismissed all of it. I hear you, though.
How is he shooting 37% the last 2 months? I'm looking at it right here.
I'm just presenting the facts.
I don't even know how. Like, it's the ugliest 37% I've ever seen in my life.
Well, because he's not attempting. Like, the ones where he's not attempting a lot, he's only, like in missing. Like, 1 of 4 or 1 of 3, and he's not attempting that many. So when he's not shooting well, he's missing in a low percent or a low quantity. When he is shooting well, it's in a large quantity.
Well,
so he's missing small.
Like in baseball, when you go like, hey, that guy's streaky, right? I'm not triggering you, Sam, but like Brandon Belt would be awful for a full month. And then he'd have a 10-day streak where he would be red hot. I feel like Buddy is similar. Like, every single time out, is he, you know, 4 out of 10? No, he's not. Like, one game, he'll be 4 of 6. The next game, he'll be 0 for 6.
Right.
The next game, he'll be 0 for 8. And then he'll be, you know, 5 for 7 or whatever. Like, he's all over the map. He is streaky as hell. And then I look up, and I'm like, how's he a 37% three-point shooter? He's all over the place.
He's all over the place. Speaking of all over the place in a good way, I haven't heard from her. The roaster of the year last year.
We haven't
heard from her in a minute. You know who that is.
Oh, Tony?
Tony.
Where has she been?
Is in Oakland. Wants to join the conversation. Tony, good morning. Where have you been? We're entering the Twilight Zone. Talking about getting in the zone. Are the Warriors in the zone right now, Tony? Let's go.
Didn't have a reason to call in because now with this Butler dude, he's got the stuff. And, you know, he's so lucky to be around Curry because together, you know, like when Curry passes or he, you know, they can feel it more and it goes to the whole team. This is what I've been talking about. I think they could go all the way.
Okay, what is it about Jimmy Butler, Tony, that you love the most?
You.
What is it about Jimmy Buckets? Is it the mindset? Is it the attitude? You know, he talks about Stephen Curry being Batman. He looks like Batman himself sometimes.
This dude can be of divinity. He can find it. You know, his presence is unbelievable. Mm. He has a calm, you know, because he becomes of the superstructure. I mean, this is why I'm calling in. I have to watch this dude. He just, you know, he has what everyone's looking for. You know, it's like Curry, right? And then together, they just, you know, it's like when someone good who has it passes you the ball or you're playing tennis with them or whatever, you know, you feed on each other and it just becomes this huge monolith of presence. It's just unbelievable.
Would you be involved? There's all this spirituality and all this stuff. Are you going to help the Catholic Roman Church, you know, figure out who the next Pope is? I think you'd be great for that. You'd be up for the task.
Well, you know, I saw that movie, I don't know, where they have that conclave, and then they, you know, everyone's trying to whatever get in there. But the thing is, but, you know, I think the presence of, I mean, because, you know, I can feel who has it, right? Uh-huh. And I would say, but most people wouldn't like this, that Curry and Butler together, they sort of, shouldn't go there, but they have a lot of presence, right? Mm-hmm. And it's what everyone's looking for. That's why they go to sports, because, you know, hardly, you know, most people don't believe in much, but they go to sports to feel something. And then the dynamic, I mean, I can't believe the other, I mean, most of these other basketball players, I hate to say it, are so boring. They don't have any presence, right? They got athleticism, but they have no presence. But now we've got this dynamic duo. And it will just grow, you know, bigger in time between Curry and Butler. They'll start to, you know, it'll be more magic. I think they could go all the way.
There you go. That's Tony in Oakland. You know what? I missed getting into the zone, and we were in the zone right there. I didn't know you were going Pope on me there. I was very concerned. I don't know where Tony was going to go with it. You brought up the Pope, R.I.P.
When I think of spirituality and connecting and getting in the zone, I think of, you know, the selection of the Pope.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. I remember, because I went to Catholic school, when Pope John Paul II passed, okay, and it was a thing, and they do the, what is it, the white smoke when they, yes, elect the new pope out of the Vatican, when they have a decision. And I want to be careful. I don't want to go down this line, and this isn't, we're not joking or anything like that. But the first thing that Carter Chickering says to me when he hears it this morning is, yeah, they got odds on who the next pope is going to be. It's like, dude, the guy hasn't even been buried yet.
In fairness, I told Carter about those odds.
Oh, my God.
So do we have do they have the next five, like the next that are up?
Pietro Parolin plus 350.
Paizan?
Yeah, he's the favorite.
Paizan? Really?
He's also the Vatican Secretary of State.
Do we have anybody from America in the mix?
No.
I'm just asking.
You know what? Hey, Cooper Flagg? 888-957-9570.
We should get Father Patrick on at some point. My boy Father Patrick. We should get him on.
Yeah. Break down this conclave here, Father
Absolutely.
Pat.
Right.
Who would be the closest to the most holy here at the station?
Well, no one. Yikes. That's a loaded question right there in Matt and of Mahedian. Itself. There's actually sneakily a lot of Catholics.
No, I'm not talking about cigarette smoke bellowing out of the look corner office. I'm talking about like white smoke goes and you selected the Pope.
I don't think any of here. We're all sinners in the hands of an angry God here at 95.
420 landing on Easter. The amount of Snoop Dogg in the Easter Bunny outfit, you know, smoking weed memes that I saw yesterday were out of control.
And it was WrestleMania on top of that. And Stone Cold Steve Austin like ran over a fan in his ATV. Did you guys see that? I would milk the hell out of it. It's like an older woman, I think, fell over, got like knocked over by the ATV. Hey, dollar bills, right? We only got a couple minutes left here. 888-957-9570. We're feeling great. To Tony's point, like, she hasn't called in because she hasn't felt a connection with this team for a while. How can you not feel connected with Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry? And I'm taking them as a tandem over anyone else in the NBA. Yeah, I'm looking at Luka and LeBron. I'm looking at Jamal Murray, Jokic. I'm looking at Kawhi, Harden, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. No. I'm going Steph. I'm going Jimmy. I got those guys. I got Batman and Robin. And you know what? They're relying on their playoff experience.
I mean, we're familiar with this building, but there's not really much to, you know, kind of, there's nothing really relevant to this series other than, you know, you're used to the building and the energy here. They're a different team. We're a different team. And just the idea of what it was going to take to beat this particular team tonight was just a grinded out type of performance that we had. And, you know, thankfully we got it done. So I think our overall, me, Draymond, Loon, Jimmy, you know, in Miami and other places, like that playoff composure and experience in general allows you to kind of withstand the runs a little bit and not get flustered. So we rely on that more than any of the history here.
And I think for me, as much as he's talking about Draymond and himself and Steve, that's why I thought the Moody minutes down the stretch were so vital for his growth for the rest of the playoffs. Like, you're looking at a young Houston team that they need Amen Thompson to go through this learning curve right now. They need Şengün to get his feet wet in a playoff series. Now, obviously, they'd like to win. But I'm talking about for their longevity and their Rockets career. Like, they're seeing who's a keeper, who's not. The Warriors, if they want to win, not just beyond this series, but deep into the playoffs, Moses Moody, these are invaluable opportunities for him to gain confidence. And for Pajemski and Quinton Post and all these young players, these are vital, vital reps and moments in these games. And that's why, like, as much as it's about Steph and Jimmy, like, I thought those two Moses Moody hits, you know, those buckets he got, and then that Pajemski tip, those are the moments that I think are really going to propel them forward in the coming rounds, if they can get that far.
Jimmy Buckets talking about the confidence that comes with winning game one.
I mean, our confidence hasn't wavered at all, I would like to think, since I've been here at least. We know that we are an extremely good team as long as we don't turn the ball over and we get shots on goal. We had a job to do coming here and win one, and we got a job to do in, 2 days or something like that to win game two.
Step on their throat in game two, go up 2-0, heading back to Chase Center on Saturday night. Yeah, you win that one, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
They cannot, and we have 2 days to chew on it, but they cannot allow the emotions of the arena and the players on the Rockets to get into their heads. They have to win the psychological war, and I'm talking about none of the extracurriculars. Draymond. We know how important Draymond is. The last thing that they need is for them to blow a game that's self-inflicted because they get into that part of the war.
I'm glad you brought up Draymond. We have yet to hear from him after the game, but I thought he had a great point. And you know what? This is a new element that Draymond is dealing with. He talks about a guy on his team now that is a calming force.
Who's that?
On the court. He's talking about Jimmy Buckets being the guy that calmed him
down.
You know, there were several moments, you know, where they cut the lead to 3-1 time. They cut it to 7 and, you know, with a chance to, you know, push it over, you know, push it further down. But, you know, did a great job in getting Jimmy the ball. It always just settles the offense down. Even that last one he hit over Sengun. You know, that's what we want. And I think we got to do an even better job of making sure we're getting him the ball. But overall, man, he's such a huge calming force for us. Just calm everything down, get us to our spots, and get us a good look.
I hope he keeps pronouncing it Sengun instead of Shengun, just to get under his skin if he hears it. That's next level irritant from Draymond that I respect.
There were two
choose to believe he knows how to pronounce it, but he's just doing it on purpose wrong.
Draymond, everything he does is calculated, except for losing control on the court. He made two sick passes to Steph Curry. One was over the top, like a teardrop. I don't even know how he fit it in there. Dre. I'm talking about Dre. Yeah. He did a really good job facilitating the offense. But I think they're going to need him to hit a couple floaters and a couple deep ones to keep teams balanced on defense.
Right, and Reggie Miller brought that up yesterday when he missed one of the floaters. He made one of the floaters trying to dive into the lane. I think it was Pods that missed a running floater. Mm-hmm. And Pods actually usually been pretty good at those little teardrop ones.
He got
into the lane.
He got Amen Thompson, like he need him inadvertently
he did.
Right in the quad.
Right, yeah, that one. Well, that was the one that they got the foul call, and then he immediately does the challenge. I was like, no, Pods, you don't challenge
it.
You got the call. And then the Rockets challenge, because it was kind of like a ticky-tacky one right there. They went with what was on the court. I thought the one where he pulled up, I thought that might have gotten reversed where, or did they challenge that one? Where he did draw a charge that I thought he slid just.
Yes.
There. I know those are the ones you don't like.
I hate those.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's not defense to me. That is like, I am trying to bait you in to a foul call. That's not, I'm trying to stop the ball. I just hate that. And it's hard to adjudicate that one. I hate that call.
You know how I know this team is up for it and going up 2-0? Because of the mindset. Because Draymond Green talking about after the game that they're not satisfied with this one.
It's very satisfying to win any road game, any playoff game in general, but definitely a road playoff win. I think we can play a lot better. That's the encouraging part about it. I don't think we played very well at all, but still got to find a way to win, and we did that with our defense. You know, held them to 85 points. So playoffs, it don't matter how it looks. You just got to find a way and then get better and come back, you know, with an improved team the next game.
And they're going to get the kitchen sink on Wednesday. You better believe it. There's going to be technicals. I don't know what the over-under is. There's going to be some bodies flying. There's going to be a very aggressive Houston Rockets team because if they know, they do. If they're going down 0-2 heading back to Chase Center, it's over. It's night-night. It's see you later. Good luck. All we have to know at that point is it going to go 5 or is it going to go 6? That being said, it is time for Fast 5.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, heck yeah. Jennifer is jamming Mountain View. Is she fired up after that win? Why not?
I'm 100% with Draymond. There's not a doubt in my mind they could play a lot better. That's what was so encouraging. Like,
oh, heck yeah.
They did so many good things, and then they also did enough things that I think they can adjust and tinker and work on and get better. Like, I just feel really confident with where they're at. We'll break it all down. But my final thought is this. They continued to cut to Mike Dunleavy over and over and over again. Mike Dunleavy, you know, just did a great job finding talent in random spots, whether it's late in the draft, late in the first round, making bold trades, sticking to his basketball convictions. Some of the best moves are the ones you're most uncomfortable with. And him talking Steve and Steph and whoever into the Jimmy Butler thing, it's been a grand slam. It's just been amazing.
I mean,
so thank you, Mike Dunleavy.
Brandon Pajemski, playoff starter, Quentin Post, playoff rotation as a rookie.
How about the extension on Moses Moody early?
E. Santos, Moses Moody.
That's a good deal. That's a really good bargain deal for Moses Moody right now.
Absolutely. Carter, newly married Carter Chickering. Now, did she take your last name? Is that set in stone?
She did.
Okay, that's good. Well, you never know. You have to ask these days. You know,
tough last name to take. But
Chickering, there you go. It's a great last name. Thanks, what is that, Dutch or something?
English, very English.
Well, at least in hyphen.
There you go. All right. Well, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
My final thought of the day is I want people to stop saying that Şengün is baby Jokic. Who said that? I've heard it from so many people.
That's fake news.
And I just think it is such a lazy take. I'm sorry, but the guy, if he was really that good, would have looked at that game and said, "All right, I need to take over here."
I heard Jokic Sabonis. Would've. I heard Sabonis.
Like, Brad Miller more than Jokic.
I like that.
He's one of the best players the game's ever
Heard him called baby Jokic.
No, Şengün's more on the liking of Sabonis, and I think Şengün's better than Sabonis, but I would comp him more to that style.
Well, that's why I said Brad Miller. I don't know if you guys remember Brad.
No, I do remember Brad Miller. Yeah. I actually think that Şengün, I said it earlier in the show, I was like, he might have to shoot the three ball a little bit more. Like, if he can actually hit it,
they might
need him to. Well, Fred VanVleet's like 0-50. Good God.
He's not Jokic.
He's still missing. I think I just saw Clank off our building. Sam, what you got? Giants lost three of the last four, by the way.
It's not looking good. But no, on that geometrically impossible shot that Steph had last night, Carter, if you could play that for me, please.
As I said, 18 apiece. He'll dance. He'll throw up a shot.
Are you kidding me?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. Wow, what a shot.
My fair part of that was afterwards, Joe Lacob getting up and yelling at the ref, asking for the foul, like, that's my owner right there. You demand that we get that foul call on Steph Curry. I don't want players asking for fouls. I want my owner standing up and asking for fouls. That's why Joe Lacob's a cut above the rest.
So if just hypothetically, Larry Bear...
No, only Joe Lacob is allowed.
Okay.
Joe Lacob is one of one.
If Jed York is in the end zone...
No, only Joe Lacob.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
No, it's only Joe Lacob.
Because you like Joe Lacob.
Well, yeah, he's the best owner ever.
The greatest owner. My final thought, it was right there. I'm sorry. It was right there. My final thought is Lakers are losing to the Timberwolves. That is going to be the biggest upset of round one. The Lakers are not going to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. I saw enough in the one-game sample size where I think Naz Reid, Anthony Edwards, and if you're getting 24 quality minutes from Rudy Gobert, and I come away from that game saying, wow, Rudy Gobert actually looks pretty decent. Yeah, that's not a recipe for success. Night-night. See you later.
Are you reverse psychologizing us?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No one loves a reverse jinx more than Joe Spadoni.
That was. I don't know what you guys are
talking
about.
Feels like 2023 all over again.
That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home, we're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Stani and Goon next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.